Snow plows and salting trucks are still out and about a day after roughly 25 centimeters of snow fell on the Tri-Cities, or more if you live on a mountain or steep hill. Most municipalities have reportedly given each street the once-over in moving snow to the side or out of the way, completing all Priority 1 routes so local residents can experience smoother commutes today, December 21. Arterial roads are in good condition, the city of Coquitlam said in its latest update this morning, and has deployed 17 vehicles to pick up where they left off. So, what's next? City crews are now out widening lanes and spot cleaning the main routes, and will move on to priority 2 and 3 roads that may have been missed in the last 48 hours. As well, Tri-Cities communities will turn their attention to ice control as an Arctic outflow warning in effect by Environment Canada dropping temperatures below minus 10 C. Officials stated many neighborhood roads will not bear pavement, and that motorists should expect compact snow and winter driving conditions. Sidewalks and trails are also top of mind, especially on Port Coquitlam's agenda, as park staff are set to begin clearing, salting and sanding Priority 1 routes in that department. Cities are also thanking local residents that chipped in on the snow clearing process by shoveling their driveways, sidewalks and roads. Those living on Whitesail Place near Coquitlam's Riverview Park were a prime example on Tuesday, December 19, of such courtesy for vulnerable neighbors. Whenever it snows, everyone on our court comes out and we work as a group to clear driving lanes, Phil Campo told the Tri-City News. The kids in the neighborhood dug snow caves in the large pile of snow in the middle while the adults worked. Residents of Coquitlam's Whitesail Place pitched in to help their neighbors by shoveling driveways and sidewalks, as well as the road, leaving room for kids to make igloos in the cul-de-sac. By Phil Campo, Coquitlam continues to call for snow angels to help clear sidewalks and driveways today, especially for older and vulnerable members of the community. This especially rings true for the Laurentian Belair, Millardville and Westwood Plateau neighborhoods as they sit at higher elevations. Slippery sidewalks are hazardous for everyone, particularly for seniors, those with mobility challenges and parents with strollers, the city said. Transit update. Tri-Cities Transit is still running, but users are being warned the commute may still be slower than normal. In an update, TransLink said any unnecessary travel should be avoided. The regional authority explained SkyTrain will be heavily impacted as colder temperatures could lead to freezing rails and doors, and commuters should anticipate delays and reduced services. For more information, you're encouraged to visit the alerts page of TransLink's website. Garbage pickup. And it appears garbage collection is set to resume today in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam. Port Moody, however, has cancelled its pickup for Wednesday, noting to local residents that garbage, recycling and green waste is set to be collected next week on the regularly scheduled day. In Coquitlam, green cart collection has been moved to the week after Christmas starting December 27.